Okay, our friends. So yesterday we read about a farmer who took care of the land and made crops for his friends and his people in his village, and also made sure they had clean water. So today there's another interesting man that I would like to talk about. He also takes care of animals and water, but in a different way. Today's story is called Manfish, and it's the story of Jacques Cousteau. This story was written by Jennifer Byrne. It's illustrated by Eric Puybarre. And it is read today by Mommy and. Who are you? You are a rabbit. Oh boy. You never know who it's. All right. Now you sit down or I'm going to call Mario. That's what I thought. Friends, you never know who's going to be here with us. And I'm so excited that we've got this crazy guy. Hopefully he can chill for our story a little bit, huh? What I would like you to do, my wild one, is this. I would like you to close your eyes. I would like you to imagine that you are deep down in the ocean. You're surrounded by blue. You're surrounded by quiet. And listen to my story. Bubbles rising through the silence of the sea, silvery beads of breath from a man deep, deep down in a strange and shimmering ocean land of swaying plants and fantastic creatures, a manfish swimming, diving into the unknown, exploring underwater worlds no one had ever seen and no one could have ever imagined. Our story starts many years before in France with a little baby boy born under the summer sun. His parents named him Jacques. From the very beginning, little Jacques loved water, the way it felt on his hands, his face, his body. And water made him wonder. He wondered why ships floated, why he floated, and why rocks sank. One day, Jacques read a story about a man who hid underwater by breathing through a long tube. Jacques tried it and discovered it was impossible. He dreamed that someday he would be able to breathe underwater for real. At night, Jacques dreamed he could fly with the birds, among the clouds, with his arms stretched out like wings. Jacques spent his days playing, experimenting, and creating. He wrote little books that he illustrated with his own drawings, and he was fascinated by machines. He studied blueprints and built a model of a crane that was as tall as he was, and it actually worked. Movies fascinated Jacques too. He wanted to know how they were made, how the cameras worked, and how chemicals made pictures appear on film. Jacques saved his allowance penny by penny until he had enough to buy a small home movie camera. The first thing he did was take it apart and put it back together. And then he began to film everything around him. He put his brother, his cousins, his parents, and his friends in his movies, and he dressed up as a villain with a painted-on mustache. And he made some very villainous films. Jacques was always the star, the director, the writer, and usually the cameraman. When Jacques finished school, he joined the French Navy. His ship sailed all around the world, and everywhere he went, he filmed what he saw. In China, he filmed men catching fish with their bare hands. They held their breath underwater for many minutes. Jacques wondered what that would be like. One day, At a beach, a friend gave Jacques a pair of goggles with rubber frames and glass to look through. Jacques wore them into the ocean. Beneath the water, he was surrounded by silvery green forests of sea plants and fish he had never seen before. Everything was silent and shimmering. It was a whole new world. And when he came up, he saw cars and people and buildings and telephone poles. And once again, he went below into the magical underwater world. And at that moment, Jacques knew his life was changed forever. His eyes had been opened to the wonders of the sea. And in the picture, friends, we can see, here's one picture of the world above the sea and one picture of the world below the sea. And they're very, very different places, aren't they? Jacques and his friends, Philippe and Gigi, began to dive together. They experimented to see how long they could stay underwater and how deep they could go. Jacques created a waterproof case for his camera to film the amazing kingdom he and his friends were exploring beneath the surface. They made rubber suits to keep themselves warm and flippers to help them kick better. But Jacques wanted to stay down longer than just one breath at a time. He realized he needed to take more air with him. Enough air to explore the mysterious depths and vast expanses of the ocean, to swim through the sea as free as a fish. He wanted to become a manfish, and he began to work on just how to do it. On a warm summer day, Jacques stepped into the blue Mediterranean Sea with his new invention. He called it the aqualung, because aqua means water, and our lungs are the part of our body that holds the air we breathe. So below the surface, Jacques swam and glided and dove. He did flips and somersaults. He stood upside down on one finger and laughed bubbles into the sea. Jacques could breathe beneath the water. Can you believe that? Mm-hmm. He figured out how to do it. Jacques could breathe beneath the water. And now he could swim across miles of ocean, his body feeling what only scales had felt, his eyes seeing what only fish had seen. The water made him feel like he was flying, just like in his dreams. Jacques had done it. He had become a manfish. Jacques was ready to explore the oceans of the world. He needed a boat, and he found a big old wooden navy ship named Calypso. And in a year, he turned it from a warship into an explorer's ship. Jacques, Philippe, and Didi gathered a crew, their aqualungs, their hopes, and their dreams, and set off to explore the inside of the sea, to film a world that no one had ever seen before. On their journey, they dove deep into a seascape of plants. Green and purple prickly plants, red branchy plants, spongy plants, whispery, feathery, swaying plants, slow dancing to the rhythms of the sea. They discovered plants that could feed you, plants that could poison you, plants that looked like fish, and fish that looked like plants. They swam with giant whales, hitched rides on sea turtles, and made friends with porpoises with shining eyes and smiling faces. They filmed fierce and frightening sharks, so strange and dangerous Jacques and his crew had to build cages, not for the sharks, but for themselves, so they could make their movies without being eaten. Their cameras captured camouflaged scorpion fish, ugly as toads with poisonous spines, dorados, brilliant fish that glowed the colors of emeralds and sapphires and rubies, checkerboard fish with red and white checks from head to tail. And deep down, they discovered a kingdom of giant rays, fish that fly through the water with wings that swim. They came face to face with a fish as big as a truck, with long fangs, lips like giant tires, and huge saucer eyes. They called it the truck fish. On the bottom, they found pink ghost crabs with eyes on long stalks, buried so deep in the sand that they looked like a garden of eyes. The flute fish, with heads like horses and bodies the shape of tubes sticking out of rocky openings like pencils in a cup. Everywhere the Calypso went, Jacques and his crew made films of what they saw. Films that played in movie theaters, films that played on TV. Millions of people all over the world discovered the wonders of the sea for the very first time with Jacques, Philippe, Didi, and their adventurous crew. After Jacques spent most of his life making movies about the sea, he saw something happening, something shocking. Plants that used to be alive and healthy were being poisoned. Fish were sick and dying. Jacques saw that people, without realizing it, were slowly killing the sea and its creatures by dumping garbage and poisonous chemicals into the ocean he loved so much. Jacques knew what he had to do. He had to make movies. Movies to warn people. Movies to save the sea. Jacques also spoke to presidents, to kings and queens, to people all over the earth, asking them to help save our oceans, our planet. And he spoke to children. Jacques dreamed that someday it would be you exploring worlds never seen, never imagined. Whole new worlds, silent and shimmering. Worlds that are now yours to discover, to care for, and to love. So, my dear friends, if you want to, you can ask your mom and dad to show you some of the art, some of the films that Jacques Cousteau captured, and what an impact he had on the world around him while he told these stories. And just like our friend the farmer, who made a difference in his world by being brave and not quitting and trying his best, Jacques also made a big difference in the wide world, didn't he? Mm-hmm. And so can you. And that, my dear friends, is... the end. Oh, and be sure to join us for another story again tomorrow. And be sure to give us a good review. Thanks.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.